Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Now, Alan, you and I get up at 3 a.m. in the morning, and
we do.
If we don't get 8 hours of sleep, apparently that's not very good.
No, all the new research is saying you're supposed to have 8 hours. Many of us, it's not a question of when we go to sleep, because my head is asleep on the way down to the pillow. But then there's this inevitable time in the middle of the night, and it's received a lot of study on sleep that a lot of people go through. And then the question is, how long does it take you to get back to sleep? And do you enter into the same type of sleep, the real good stuff that you had, or maybe leading up to getting up? Anyway, who cares about that?
Well, from a not-so-serious subject to a very serious subject, where thousands now have taken to the streets in New York City to protest a grand jury's decision not to indict a white New York City police officer, that's Daniel Pantaleo, in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man, Eric Garner. Hundreds of protesters staged a sit-in on the Brooklyn Bridge last night, shutting down the span. Some protesters gathered in Times Square. Others tried to enter Rockefeller Center, where the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony was taking place. The Reverend Al Sharpton says there will be a future march in Washington. And there's a protest plan for Albany today. We, of course, just witnessed the case in Ferguson, Missouri, where Officer Darren Wilson was not indicted by a grand jury in the shooting case of Michael Brown. Now the Justice Department says it will continue a federal investigation into Garner's death.
This is a very different case than Ferguson, where you had an officer testifying that the kid came after him and tried to beat him up. And so the grand jury said, all right. But in the New York City case, it gets a little bit more disturbing because New York City has a rule about chokeholds, and you're not allowed to do it, and the officer did it. The grand jury still doesn't indict. That's because there is a general sense that grand juries don't indict police officers unless they're the most heinous of all cases. That's because security, as I've said so many times, trumps the civil rights in so many cases. People are scared. Do police forces have to patrol and control areas where there's the most economic serious conditions? Yes, they do. And that is part of the reality of what it's like to be poor and, frankly, in so many cases, black in the United States. And that's what this is all about. The idea that this is seen by the black community as an occupying force. So the police forces in this country are challenged to do an awful lot of dirty work for the whole economic system. It's that simple. You can't look at it any other way. Nevertheless, that's the way it comes down.
Alan, the Times editorializes saying the grand jury's decision should not be the end of his case.
Well, yes, David, there's a double whammy here. Now Eric Holder says, since he wants to take a look, a fair and impartial look, grand jury says, no, we're not going to indict you. That's local law. That's state law. Now in comes the federal government and says, well, we think that this may be a deprivation of civil rights, and so we are going to put the officer through a second gauntlet, and that may lead to charges on the federal level. But this is going to be a tougher thing for the feds to do, although I suspect the name of the game is we're putting a stop to it now, and we're going to bring this to the forefront and let people really see what a thorough investigation of this might mean.